Pretoria.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 27, Mbombela 24 en Tzaneen 28 grade. Transkei waarskynlik dat dit nog 'n kronkelpad is om die land se spoornetwerk weer op die pad na vooruitgang te kry.
The recovery journey will be long, but we continue to focus on meeting the targets we have set, in spite of the challenging environment in which we carry out this task, because we understand fully the cost of not doing so.
Transnet voorster Andile Sanku het die media vanoggend op hoogte gebring van ingrypings en die kwessies wat die beleerde staatsinstelling in die spoorwiele ry. Die raad is nou besig met die herstelplan en om spoorvervoer te hervorm na jare van probleme wat die netwerk tot 'n basiese stilstand gedwing en die land se ekonomie miljarde rande gekos het.
We are executing our plans to enhance operational and financial performance for long-term sustainable growth.
Anglo-American het die reuse oorname bod van Australiese mynreus BHP van die hand gewys. Anglo-American het vanoggend 'n verklaring uitgereik waarin die raad sê die 743 miljard rand voorstel vir die oorname is te laag. BHP het gister die reuse bod geloods waarin die mynmaatskappy beplan het om die wêreld se grootste gelyste kopervervaardiger te word. Meer hieroor by jackranda.fm.com. Klik op news. In Pretoria is 'n ondersoek onderweg na gister se brand by die Kossimampuru tronk. Tswane nooddienste woordvoerder Charles Mabaso sê twee van die eenhede in die kwartiere waar personeel bly, is heeltemal in die brand verwoes, terwyl vier ander se dakke beskadig is.
Four female patients were treated by paramedics for smoke inhalation and transported to Mediclinic Mulmet Hospital and Mediclinic Medforum Hospital in stable conditions.
In internasionale nuus woede in Hollywood nadat die hoogste hof in New York beveel het dat die skuldigbevinding van Harry Weinstein geskrap en hy van vooraf verhoor moet word. Hy is in 2020 skuldig bevind aan verkrachting en seksuele aanranding met verskeie aktrises wat hom daarvan beskuldig het. Maar gister het Weinstein se advokaat, Arthur Aydala, gesê hulle was van die begin af daarvan oortuig dat Weinstein nie 'n regverdige verhoor gekry het nie.
You know, this was a case about perversion. Well, in that courthouse, the trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure because Harvey was the face of this movement that he had to be convicted. And luckily, the judges of the Court of Appeals of the State of New York, our highest court, said no, that perversion will not stand.
En in Namibia het die regering uitgevaar teen drie mans toeriste wat poedelnakend poseer het by die Big Daddy Sandduin in die Namib woestyn. Dis een van die top toeriste aantreklikhede in Namibia. Die Namibiese toeristevereniging se eis dat aksie teen die toeriste geneem word voordat ander besoekers ook begin dink dis 'n goeie idee en die land se beeld so skend. Daar word nou voorgestel dat die drie toeriste verbied word om ooit weer voet te sit in Namibia. Ek is Gerda de Souza, the top story at this hour. Transnet says it is on the road to recovery.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know, I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well, waking up without